Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And we're off to the Health Hub in Times Square in Ballincollig, where Annalise Dressel joins me. Good afternoon to you, Annalise.
Good afternoon, Patricia.
And you are very welcome. Let's get straight into questions. Paddy was on to say, Annalise recently mentioned cannabis oil with regards to sleep. I have searched, but I'm unsure of what cannabis oil to purchase. Is there a particular name or brand that Annalise recommends? I've come across something called Udos. Dr. Udos cannabis oil, but I'm not sure if it'll help me sleep or not. There's a lot of products out there, isn't there, when it comes to cannabis oil?
There is a lot of products, Patricia, and some of them, I mean, I think it's probably the HSE have gotten a bit better at kind of checking quality of things now, but there's definitely products out there I know that have, they say they have X amount of CBD in there, and when they've been tested, it isn't. So the brands that I would recommend, like we've used one here for years called Cannabi Gold, is a great one. It's spelled Cannabigold Gold, and it comes in different strengths. And I know that that's as what's in the tin is in the product because it's externally evaluated. There's another company here in Ireland called Full Circle. That's another good brand that we get good feedback on. They'd be probably the two that I would be most comfortable recommending, Patricia. They'd be the ones that we've stocked for years here as well. Oh, sorry, there's one other Irish company as well, and they have a lovely product. It's called Ethos, E-T-H-O-S. That's another brand. And then the last one is Nature's Plus. They do a full hemp oil, including CBD, and that's another very high quality product.
And they do, Paddy, it's for sleep. They do work and help for sleep.
So the way cannabis oil works is it binds onto your cannabinoid, endocannabinoid receptors, and it has the effect of calm, like that's what will help with in terms of sleep. So it brings all of your adrenaline down, makes you feel really calm. That's why it's great for stress. If you're a bit stressed and take a dose of that during the day, it just brings down all of those kind of butterfly stress hormones. So it helps with sleep because it puts you in that very calm place. But other things, if you can't get those brands, so that's the Nature's Plus, Cannabi Gold, Full Circle and Ethos are ones that we've all tried here and I can stand behind. But you might like to try valerian as a herb. That also has the effect of reducing adrenaline and making you good and calm. We get great feedback on a product here by a company called Natural Health Practice, or NHP, and it's called Advanced Sleep Support. And it's a kind of combo of about 8 different herbs that are good for calm, sleep, relaxing. And we get great feedback on that one. So that one is called Advanced Sleep Support. And then other things then would be things like L-theanine and lemon balm. They would be other common ones, and magnesium. So go into your local health shop and just ask for the one that works for most people the best.
Yeah.
And they'll be able to help you.
Okay, Anya, I'm wondering, would the cannabis oil be of any use here? Anya says, hi, Annalise. What supplement is good for a foggy brain? People, and a lot of women of a certain age will go through foggy brain.
Foggy brain. It's a real progesterone thing, I think, Patricia, because mostly women will experience it for the first time, either coming up to their periods or when they're pregnant. It's called pregnancy brain then. And I do think it's a progesterone thing. And of course, when you're menopausal, your estrogen is dropping. So, you know, your progesterone and estrogen will be out of balance then as well. So it's really about addressing the root cause of the foggy brain. Other causes of foggy brain would be actually candida, a yeast, can cause foggy brain. So candida is a yeast that lives in all of us, but it can overgrow in some people. And it ferments carbohydrates and sugars into sugar alcohols that your liver has to detoxify. So if you wake up in the morning feeling like you're hungover, if you've got the foggy brain, if you've got recurrent thrush, if you've got a lot of digestive issues, bloating, constipation, diarrhea, itchiness, that can all be linked to candida, and that's another big cause of foggy brain. So either of those would need to be treated differently. So for menopausal foggy brain, you could try taking plant-based hormones, or you could try HRT. If it is vitamin B6, 50 milligrams a day is great as well for foggy brain with the sore breasts if it's a hormonal-based one. And then if it's a candida-based one, you need to take natural antifungals like clove, garlic, oregano, eudaclinic acid, caprylic acid, berberine. These are all great natural antifungals. And then the last thing I'd recommend is if it's age-related foggy brain, so just getting a bit older and forgetful, the Revive Mastermind is excellent for that.
Okay. Hi, Annalise. My son, who is 10 years old, has a very itchy back. I've taken him to the doctor and it's been diagnosed as chicken skin rash. It is very itchy. Now, I Googled it because I'd never heard of chicken skin rash, and it looks really itchy and very uncomfortable.
I've never heard of it, Patricia. So
yeah,
I don't know.
A skin condition that causes patches of rough feeling bumps to appear on the skin. And it's just really itchy.
Okay. So, like, chicken skin is something I'd be familiar with. Chicken skin can be a sign of an omega-3 deficiency. So, and a lot of us would be, especially kids, would be deficient because they don't like the foods that omega-3s come in, like salmon, herring, mackerel, walnuts, pumpkin seeds. So that would often be a kind of a rough diagnostic if you're looking at people in nutrition clinics. If you see that chicken skin on their arms, we would think, okay, have a look and see, would they be omega-3 deficient? So that's the first thing I would recommend, is take an omega-3 fish oil, especially for kids. And the one with DHA in it is probably better for skin than the one with EPA. Then for the itch, you just want something to soothe the itch. So you've got the Dr. Delish Clare. She does a lovely anti-itch cream that is really good for very bad itch. And also then the Salcura Zeoderm is another lovely one. And they do a spray if it's in a huge area, like the back, maybe a spray might be better value. So Salcura, either the Dermaspray or the Zeoderm. And then take the omega-3 fats internally. That's me just saying this, Patricia, on the not fully understanding what chicken skin rash is. Like, if it is like a type of a dermatitis, sometimes actually hemp can be very good. And the other thing that's wonderful for eczema and dermatitis-related skin is something called black seed oil. It comes from the nigella seed, which we'd often use in cooking for curries. And it needs to be cold-pressed. And you can just buy it as an oil. Some people take it because it's like a superfood, a super oil, and you can also put it on the skin. So you could try that if it's more like a dermatitis.
Okay. And hi, Annalise. My seven-year-old keeps getting a cold sore. It takes weeks to heal, then it'll disappear, and then it'll reappear again about a week later. I've noticed his lips go purple in colour starting where the cold sore was. He's on Animal Parade vitamins daily. Any recommendations or anything you think I could be giving him?
Okay, so generally cold sores are as a result of the herpes simplex virus, and we generally pick it up as babies when somebody with the virus kisses us, and we have it lying dormant most of the time. But if your immune system is busy elsewhere fighting maybe a cough or a cold or a bacteria that has come into your system, then that herpes simplex virus can start, you know, appearing in the as a cold sore. Some people it's triggered by the sunshine. For me, I get cold sores more in the summertime than I do when I'm run down. But for most people it's wintertime and when you're run down. So what I'd suggest is to support the immune system. And the animal parade is lovely as a multivitamin, but actually maybe swap over to the BioNutri elderberry complex. And that's got a lot of immune boosting stuff in there, but it also has some lysine in there. And typically for preventing recurrent cold sores, you take lysine once a day as a preventative. So for an adult, you'd be taking 1,000 milligrams a day, but for a child, you'd be taking, you know, much less than that, so maybe anything between 300 to 500 milligrams a day. But the BioNutri elderberry complex as an immune booster has that in there as well. So that would be a good one to swap over for and take that for a couple of months. And then you can also use, there's a cream called Biopropolis that you'll buy by Vogel, by the Vogel company. And that is a great one to put on as soon as the cold sore starts coming up, or as soon as you see that purple coming up, it's a sign, if it's a sign a cold sore is coming, you can put that cream on, and that is wonderful to suppress it. I find mine doesn't get as big when I use it, and it also heals much quicker and less likely to leave a scar.
I've thankfully never had one, but they always look so sore on anybody else.
They're very sore, and yeah. Also I get them now up the nose,
so
they don't heal for ages, so that's the worst. So it's really about prevention with cold sores.
Yeah.
And if you get them in the summertime more, you need to use a very high factor on your lips, like something like 50. And the Eco Balm, they do a lovely sports balm that has factor 30 that I use. And actually, I haven't had a cold sore in the summer for years using that.
Touch wood, it won't come back. Kate has been on. She's been diagnosed with low sodium. What would you recommend?
So what I'd recommend there is I would put a pinch of sea salt into your glass of water, and I would drink that and make sure that you salt your food properly. So sodium comes from salt, but the table salt that you buy is just literally sodium chloride, whereas if you have sea salt or rock salt, it also has calcium chloride, magnesium chloride. It's got lots of other types that come and balance the sodium out. So a lot of people think salt is really bad, but actually we need salt in order to remain healthy. And if you were low in sodium, you'd be feeling very, very weak and shaky, and it can be very dangerous if it goes far too low. So put a pinch of salt into your glass of water and drink that throughout the day, and then make sure you salt your food.
Okay, hi Annalise. Jams and marmalades. You can buy jams and marmalades and it says no added sugar, instead sweetened with sorbitol or reduced sugar, you see written on others. What's the best one, from a Mill Street listener?
Okay, so I suppose the thing about jam is that it's made with sugar. So if you're trying to reduce sugar, you can go for jams that are just literally made with the fruit, and that's probably the best way to go, because you're not getting anything, unnatural sweeteners in there. So they tend to be called more butters. So you can get apple butter, apricot butter. I've had strawberry butter. And really all it is that they have used so much fruit and they have reduced it so much that the natural sugars make it sweet. It's never as sweet as the one with the added sugar. So that's probably the best one. And then natural sweeteners like stevia and xylitol are the best ones. Now, I've tried to make jam with xylitol. It's not the best, really, to be honest with you. My own advice there is just have jam, but don't have too much of it. And
yeah,
jam is my favourite.
Cut down. Yeah, I'd be a marmalade person, isn't that funny?
And it's, I love marmalade, and copying the station in copying there, Patricia, the best marmalade I've ever had in my life. It's Mary's Marmalade.
Hi, Mary's Marmalade. It comes highly recommended by Annalise Russell on hot butter toast. Ah, okay. Christine in Cork wants to know, what's the most effective form of turmeric supplement? She's currently taking a powder capsule and she's wondering, is there a liquid form of turmeric on the market?
There is a liquid form of turmeric, but it's actually, turmeric is very hard to absorb, and generally you can, and the liquid one, believe me, I have one in the back that's never sold in the shops. I'm trying to take it. It's vile beyond belief. So you're better off with a capsule. But ideally, if you want it for anti-inflammatory purposes, take the extract, which is called curcumin. If you're taking turmeric as a powder or the powder in a capsule, it's best to take it with some black pepper and with some fat. So the best time to take it, I think, always is after your dinner, because you're bound to use a bit of pepper and there's bound to be a bit of fat in with your dinner. So the curcumin, there's various different ones on the market. I love the Gal curcumin. It's a really high strength one, and it comes with that bioparin, the extract of the black pepper, that improves its absorption. I think it's up to 60% better, 60 times better absorbed with that in there. So gal, that's the gal curcumin. But if that would be if you want to use it as a natural anti-inflammatory, the Terra Nova do a lovely turmeric on its own supplement. And again, that's got a few bits and pieces in there to improve the absorption of it as well. And that's probably a better one if you just want it as an insurance policy.
OK, is Source of Life Gold, said somebody else, still the best advice post-COVID?
I think it depends on your symptoms, Patricia. Like the Source of Life is a great tonic for if you're feeling tired and run down, and it will boost your immune system. So it'll do all of those kind of things. The Revive Active has worked better for some people, and the Source of Life Gold has worked better for some people. If you're still very chesty, we've been recommending the N-acetylcysteine. And actually, a couple of our customers have said that they've been on that for their chests because of the long COVID, but they haven't had to actually start any antihistamine medication with hay fever yet. So it's doing a few different jobs. It's great, a great post-COVID one if there's any chestiness left over. And then if the energy is really, really low, we're recommending people supplement with niacin 3 or 4 times a day. That's one of the B vitamins that's specifically good for the energy pathways within the cell. The nice thing about the Revive Active as well is that there is coenzyme Q10 in there, which is good for energy. So you're going to maybe have to try a few things to see which works the best for you.
Okay, and very quickly for Mary, suffering from sinus, she's noticed eating dairy. Does eating dairy affect your sinuses? She's obviously seeing a link.
Without a doubt. Yeah. Even if you're not dairy intolerant, which a lot of people are, eating a lot of dairy can make you very, very mucousy. So normally you do the elimination challenge test, Patricia. So cut it out for a period of 10 days completely. Be very strict. Use rice milk, almond milk, oat milk, etc. And then on the 10th day, have a big glass of milk. What you should see is that the mucus clears up during the 10 days. And when you drink the glass of milk, some people might even find it'll affect their bowels as well. And that's a good indicator that you're intolerant.
Yeah, it's a great, great way of doing it. Annelise, thank you for that. Have a lovely week and we'll chat next
Thanks,
Monday.
Trisha.
Thanks a million. That is Annelise Dressel and all of the information that we've spoken about. Annelise will put up on our website this afternoon, healthhubstore.com, as heard on the radio. And John Paul will put it up as a separate podcast on C103.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.